It just seemed like yesterday.
看上去好像就在昨天。
Life was really going well.
生活感觉真的是很好。
It was smooth.
很
What is that? How do you say that? Smooth.
很顺利，
很顺利。See, I was about to say that, but I didn't know if smooth was
swimming. 很顺利 yeah.
And almost everything that he did, it seemed like there was success.
看上去几乎他所有做的事情都很成功。
But now he was here.
但现在他在这里。
He was sitting in the dark.
他坐在黑暗之中。
And he was sitting in this dark thinking.
他坐在黑暗之中在思考。
What happened?
发生了什么事？
How did I get here?
我怎么会到这里来呢?
What's happening in my life? This doesn't make sense.
我的生活中正在发生什么事情? 看，这感觉并不合理。
He was tired of what was happening.
他感觉，对所有的发，所有的一切，他感觉真的非常的累。
It was almost hard to get to the next day.
感觉要过到明天都很困难。
Did he do something wrong?
他做错了什么事吗?
Does he deserve this?
他值得这些，他值得这些吗?
Nothing seems to be going right.
看上去没有一件事情是对的。
So he was sitting here in the dark.
所以他坐在这黑暗中。
Thinking.
在思考。
It was dark all around him.
黑暗在他周围。
But he remembered that year that he first came to know God.
但是他记得那一年他认识了主。
And just thinking how sweet it was, the experience of knowing God and experiencing God.
他想着认识主的这个经历是多么的甜蜜。
He committed himself to follow God and live a life for God.
他向神把自己献上了，他要跟随神的路。
Everything that he did, he wanted to consciously do the right thing for God.
他所有的事，他所做的一切事情，他都想跟随神的路。
And he could see that there are people around him that say that they follow God, but they don't seem to do things God's way.
但是你可以看到，在他周围的这些有些人，虽然他们说他们是跟随神的路走的，但是他们并不按照神的要求去做事。
But he kept trying to do the right thing.
但是他一直在试着做正确的事。
And he just wasn't sure how he ended up here.
所以他也不确定他怎么会落到这个地步。
He was at one of the lowest points of his life.
他现在正处于他人生的最低谷。
And that's why he was here.
所以他在这里。
This was David, the son of Jesse.
这就是大卫，约西的儿子。
And he's now sitting in this cave.
他现在坐在这个山洞里。
He's sitting so deep in the cave that it is completely dark.
他坐在山洞的最深处，完全的黑暗。
Which almost represents where his life is right now.
这几乎是代表他的生命就处在这一点。
The cave, if you will, almost represents the state of his life.
这个山洞就代表了他的生命。
He always trusted in God.
他一直是信靠神的。
But he didn't understand why the king of Israel, Saul, was after him.
但是他不明白为什么以色列的王扫罗会追杀他。
He didn't understand why Saul wanted to murder him.
他不明白为什么扫罗要谋害他。
And so David was a bit scared.
所以大卫有点害怕。
He was running for his life.
他在逃命。
It's like one morning I went out to feed my dog back when I was in high school.
这就像有一天我在读高中的时候，有一天我早上我出去喂我的狗。
And I brought his food out to him, and he usually comes right to the door.
我把他的狗食放在门口，通常这只狗会马上跑过来。
But this morning he didn't come.
但是今天他没有马上过来。
So I went out to go find him.
所以我去找他。
And when I found my dog, he was covered in blood and foaming foam all around him.
我找到他的时候，我的狗身上全都是血，而且嘴巴里也有有唾沫那个口水唾沫。
And I said, Fonzie.That's my dog's name, Fonzie. I said, Fonzie, what happened?
我跟我的狗说，我的狗的名字叫 Fonzie， 发生了什么事？
And he was shaking.
他在发抖。
I learned that he was trying to do the right thing.
我后面了解到他是想做一件正确的事。
He was trying to protect our house, our yard.
他是为了保护我们的后院。
And there was a large possum with sharp teeth.That came into our yard.
有一只非常大的有尖锐牙齿的负鼠来到了我们的后院。
And so he fought this animal throughout the night.
所以他晚上就在跟这只动物打仗。
But my dog is not that big. He was small.
我的狗是一只非常小的狗。
He was just trying to do the right thing.
他只是在做一件正确的事情。
And now he was as if he was in a corner, shaken and scared.
现在他躲在角落里非常的害怕，在发抖。
And that's kind of how we find David.
这就是我们找到就是看到大卫就是这样子的。现在
He's a little bit shaken up, a little bit scared.
他有一点害怕，在发抖。
Not sure what's happening in his life.
他不确定他的生活中到底在发生什么事。
It's hard to explain.
非常难的去解释他。
And I think that this happens to all of us sometimes.
但是我想这样的事情其实在我们生命中都会发生。
When life doesn't seem fair.
当生命看上去并不公平的时候。
When things are happening and I can't really explain it.
当有些事情发生的时候我不能解释的时候。
Sometimes we're sitting there thinking, why is this always happen to me?
有时候我们坐在那里想为什么这样的事情老是发生在我身上呢?
It doesn't make sense.
看上去并不合理啊。
Why aren't things going as I have planned it to be?
为什么事情不是像我所打算的这样子呢？
I put my trust in God.
我把我的信靠放在了神的身上啊。
I thought maybe because I trust in God, life would go a little bit smoother than this.
我在想，因为我信靠了神，我的生命会比较顺利啊。
I thought that God was supposed to bless us and maybe stuff like this.Is it supposed to happen?
我想神应该祝福我们啊，像这样的事情是应该发生的吗？
But while David was running for his life,
当大卫为了他的为了他的命而才生命而在逃跑的时候，
while David was sitting here in this cave hiding,
当大卫坐在这个山洞里躲在这个山洞里的时候，
even when his life wasn't making sense.
他的生命虽然没有觉得很合理。
You know what David did?
你知道大卫做了什么吗？
He cried out to God.
他向神呼喊。
David cried out to God.
大卫向神呼喊。
In this cave, he wrote several psalms.
在这个山洞里他写了几首诗歌。
And in Psalm 142,
在诗篇142篇
He wrote this, and we'll look at a few of the verses in this.
我们来看几节诗篇。
With my voice, I cry out to the Lord.
我发声哀告耶和华。
I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy.
发声恳求耶和华。
I'm pouring out my complaint.
我在他面前吐露我的苦情。
Before him, I tell him my trouble.
曾说我的患难。
And when my spirit is growing faint with me, it is you, God, who watch over my way.
我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路。
What does David do when life does not make sense?
当生命看上去不那么顺利，不那么合理的时候，大卫做了什么？
David cries out to God.
大卫向神呼喊。
What does it mean to cry out to God?
向神呼喊是指什么意思呢？
What do you picture when someone's crying out to God?
你是怎么想象的呢？
I know what I picture.
我知道我是怎么想象的。
I picture someone on their knees.
我想象一些人坐跪在地上。
Maybe they're just shaking their head, wondering why is this happening.
或者他们一直在抖他们手，想着为什么这样子的事情会发生。
I see tears coming down their face.
我看到他们流着眼泪。
And I see their hands maybe going up, saying, "Why, God? Why is this happening to me?"
我看到他们的手伸在天空，向神试问，为什么神这样的事情会发生？
But that's me.
这是我。
Because you all know me.
因为你们都认识我。
I'm more emotional.
我比较情绪化。
Tears run down my face a lot.
我通常会流泪。
And I would picture myself in that way when I cry out to God.
我会想象我自己把手举在空中向神呼喊。
And I get loud, I cry out.
我会很响，我会向神呼喊。
But you might be very Chinese.
或许你会比较我们中国式的。
Or just more conservative.
或者比较保守。
You don't pray on your knees.
你不跪在地上祷告。
Your hands can't go up.
你的手不会举得很高。
Tears can't come down your face.
眼泪也可能流不出来。
But the picture should be the same in your heart.
但是这幅图在你的心中是应该一样的。
Crying out to God is just crying out to God.
向神呼喊就是向神呼喊。
Years ago, I was talking to a younger believer. His name was Bob.
许多年前，我和一位年轻的弟兄在讲话，他的名字叫 Bob.
And I was telling him that when we pray, we can cry out to God when we don't understand.
我跟他说我们在向神祷告的时候，我们可以向神呼喊，特别是我们不明白的时候。
He said, "What do you mean?"
他说你是什么意思？
I said, "Cry out to God when you're sitting on the car, when you're in your room. Just cry out to God. Be loud. Tell him."
我和他说，就是向神呼喊啊！当你坐在车上，坐在你的房间里，向神呼喊，大声的向神呼喊。
He said, "Isn't that rude to God?"
他说这样子不是很对神好像很粗鲁吗？
I said, no, we see that in the scripture.
我说不，你在经文上看到。
Because crying out to God is being honest to God.
因为向神呼喊是向神坦诚。
Crying out to God is telling God that you believe that He is bigger than your biggest problems.
向神呼喊是因为你相信神比你最大的问题还要大。
In the Psalms, we usually think that the Psalms are just all about praise and thanksgiving.
在诗篇中，我们通常会觉得，诗篇所有的里面的诗歌都是赞美神的。
But some have suggested that up to 70% of the Psalms are lament Psalms.
其实在诗篇中当中有70%左右的诗歌都是一些哀叹的诗歌。
I don't know if that's true. I didn't do the math.
我不知道是不是真实，我没有去计算过。
But I know there are many psalms that reflect that heart of anguish.
但是我知道有很多诗歌是在反映一些愤怒的心灵。
Psalm 13 is a perfect example if you just go read that on your own at home.
如果你回家以后可以读诗篇十三章，就是一个最好的。
You see the psalmist just crying out, "Why is this happening to me?"
你看到诗篇当中就在大声的呼喊，为什么这样的事情会在我身上发生呢？
And so, if Bob asked the question that all of you are asking, "Is it okay to cry out to God in anguish?"
那像 Bob 所问的问题，你们大家都在问，都有这样的问题，为什么要向神大声的呼喊呢？
Then I would say.That the psalmist says, yes, it's okay to do that.
那我会说，诗篇当中说是可以的，我们可以这样做。
Because it shows that we are honest with God.
因为这看出来我们对神是坦诚的。
And it shows that we believe that God is bigger than our biggest problem.
这说明我们知道神比我们最大的问题还要大。
So what do I do in tough times?
那在困难的时期我该怎么办呢？
When you're in tough times, cry out to God.
当你在困难的时期，你应该向神大声呼喊。
Because life doesn't always make sense.
因为生命通常有时候是并不合理的。
Even when we know we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
我们虽然我们知道我们把我们的我们的信靠放在耶稣基督身上。
God sometimes does allow things to happen in the lives of his children that leaves us wondering.
神有时候允许一些事情在他的孩子的身上发生，这些事情往往使我们会使我们感觉迷惑了。
You see, David was pretty young.
你看大卫在他年轻的时候。
When the prophet Samuel came to anoint him out of all his brothers, this younger, the runt of the litter, he anointed the youngest one, David, to be the future king of Israel.
先知撒母耳来膏他的时候。就高了他一个人，在他所有的兄弟当中 ，David 是最小的，就高了他一个人。
He didn't know when this was going to happen.
他不知道这什么时候会发生。
But I'm sure he was surprised when he ended up in the service of the king, King Saul.
但是我确定他也大卫也很惊奇，最后他来到了那个扫罗的服侍之中。
Everything that happened at that time, he just trusted. He just trusted in God.
这之间所有发生的事情，大卫只完完全全的信靠了神。
Remember, this was the David who struck down the lion and struck down the bear.
请记得，这就是同一个大卫，他打败了狮子，打倒了这些大熊。
And he said that he trusted in the Lord because it was the Lord who delivered him the lion and the bear.
因为他说他信靠神，因为是神的力量拯救，把他从狮子和大熊的前面拯救出来。
Remember, this was the David who killed the giant of the Philistines. His name was what?
Goliath.
Goliath. He struck down Goliath.
请记得，这同一个大卫，也打败了巨人哥利亚。
The favorite game that my nai nai and I used to play when I was young.
这是我和我奶奶在我小的时候最喜爱的游戏。
She would say, "You are David."
她会说你就是大卫。
I am Goliath.
我是哥利亚。
But she wouldn't just say, "Now strike me down."
她不会说来打我。
She would say, "You trust in God."
她会说你信靠神。
And you will strike me down.
你会把我打败的。
So as a little boy,
当我是一个很小的小男孩。
I would say, I trust in you, God.
我会说，我信靠你神。
And I go, whoo!
然后我就试着打败我的奶奶。
And 奶奶 would say, oh! And then she'd fall down on the bed.
奶奶假装她被打到，然后她倒在地上。
Every time I see 奶奶, I say, 奶奶, let's play, let's do it.
我每次看到奶奶的时候，就要缠着她玩这个游戏。
She says, you have to trust in God.
她说你必须要信靠神。
I do, I'm going to take you down.
我说我信靠神，我要把你打败。
Because David trusted in God.
因为大卫信靠了神。
He was in Saul's service.
他是在扫罗的
It was...And everything he did, it came smoothly.
他所做的事情全都是很顺利。
He had success wherever he went.
他不管去哪里都他都很成功。
And he trusted.
因为他很信，他信靠。
But then something started happening.
然后呢，有一些事情发生了。
King Saul started to act a little strange.
扫罗王呢？开始有些行动有些
He started to get really bothered by something.
他扫罗王呢感觉开始有些好像总是被有些事情打扰心里不舒服。
And so every time he was bothered, he would say, David, go play music for me.
他心里不舒服的时候呢他就叫大卫来为他奏乐。
And David wasn't only a strong warrior.
Was...
He was not only a strong warrior.
大卫并不是说并不仅仅是一个很坚强的战士。
He was a great musician.
他也是一个非常好的那个音乐家。
And so he'd play music for the king.
所以他为为王奏乐。
And the king would feel better.
扫罗王就会感觉好一点。
But every time David found success.
但是每次大卫有了有了成功。
It seemed like the king got a little bit more irritated.
感觉扫罗王就会更生气。
And one day David was just playing for the king.
有一天大卫正在为扫罗王奏乐的时候。
And then he saw something funny. Saul went to go grab a spear.
扫罗王拿了一支拿了一支枪。
And he threw the spear at David.
他把这支枪扔向了大卫。
And David, you know, he's a good warrior. Whoa!
大卫吓了一大跳。
The king Saul was trying to pin David to the wall.
扫罗王在试着把大卫钉到墙上。
And David said, what's going on?
大卫在问到底怎么回事。
And he realized the king was trying to kill him.
他意识到扫罗王想要把他杀掉。
So what do you do when someone wants to kill you?
当有人想杀你的时候，你会怎么办呢？
Do you keep playing music?
你继续弹奏吗？
No. What do? You run.
你会逃跑。
And so David ran.
所以大卫逃跑了。
He first went to go tell his wife, because that's what you got to do. You always got to tell your wife first.
他首先跑去告诉了他的妻子，这就是我们通常会做的，首先要告诉我们的妻子。
So remember what happened in 1 Samuel of verse 19.
记得在撒母耳上十九章
verses 11 and 12
第十一节和十二节
he says let's go to right so verse 11 Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him that he might kill him in the morning
扫罗打发人到大卫的房屋那里窥探他要等到天亮杀他。
But Michal, see, his wife, said to him,
大卫的妻米甲对他说
If you do not escape with your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed.
你今夜若不逃命，明日你要被杀。
So what does a good wife do?
一个好的妻子会怎么做
She let David down through the window.
于是米甲将大卫从窗户里
And it says he fled away and escaped.
大卫就逃走躲避了。
And from chapters 19 through chapters 24, five chapters, you see the words fled and escaped 15 times.
从十九章到二十四章，你会看到这两个字“逃走”和“躲避”十九次。
I counted it.
我数过。
He ran for his life.
他为了他的命生命在逃跑。
How was this making sense?
这对你来说合理吗?
So he first ran to the prophet Samuel.
他首先跑去找那个先知撒母耳。
And the Bible says he told Samuel everything that Saul was doing.
圣经上说大卫告诉了撒母耳所发生的一切的事情。
And I think David would have said, are you sure I'm supposed to be the king?
我确定大卫肯定问撒母耳说你确定吗我是被膏的王吗
Are you sure that God's blessing me?
你确定上帝在祝福我吗
Because I think someone's about to kill me and I'm not going to make it that far.
因为我知道有人想要杀我我可能走不到这么远。
And then he found out that King Saul knew where he was at.
然后他发现那个扫罗王已经知道他在哪里。
So where do you run next?
然后你跑去哪里呢?
He ran to his closest friend.
他跑去他最好的朋友。
How many of you have a close friend?
我们当中有多少人有最好的朋友呢?
That one friend that you know probably is the only person that you can tell things like this to.
那个朋友就是你可以告诉一切事情的朋友。
So he ran to Jonathan.
所以他跑去Jonathan 那边。
Yeah. Who happens to be...King Saul's son, Jonathan.
Jonathan 就是扫罗的儿子。
I found a Spanish there, Jonathan. Okay. So he goes to Jonathan and he says, Jonathan, what did I do?
所以他去找到约拿丹说，我到底做了什么？
What did I do that your father is here to kill me now?
我做了什么会使你的父亲要来杀我呢？
And Jonathan wouldn't believe it in the beginning.
约拿丹一开始的时候并不相信。
But as soon as Jonathan found out,
但是当约拿丹了解情况之后
He said, David, you gotta run.
他说大卫你一定要跑走。
My dad is the most powerful man in the land.
我父亲是在 这片土地上权力最大的。
He has the best fighters at his disposal, and they will hunt you down.
他有最好的战士在他的部队里，他们会抓到你的。
And because they were so close as friends,
因为他们是非常非常亲密的朋友。
The Bible didn't even describe the same thing with his wife.
圣经上并甚至没有描写，就是与同样事情和他的那个大卫和他妻子都说。
Jonathan and David hugged each other and wept.
所以约拿丹和大卫相互拥抱，相互哭泣。
And the Bible said David wept even louder.
大卫哭得更响。
And so he ran.
所以他跑走了。
He had to run. He was alone.
他必须得逃走。
He had no food.
他没有食物。
He had no men around him.
没有任何人陪他。
He had no weapons.
没有武器。
So he ran all the way to the temple at Nob.
所以他一直跑到了一个叫纳伯的店里。
And he went there and he went to the priest and he said, I need some food. I'm so hungry.
他找到了祭司和祭司说我需要食物我非常的饥饿。
And the priest said, I don't have any food here.
先知说我没有任何的食物这里。
Just give me some bread.
给我一些面包就可以了。
I don't have any bread here.
我没有面包。
The only bread I have is the consecrated bread which is brought before the Holy of Holies.
我只有献祭的面包，献祭的面包是献给神的。
And by the way,What are you doing here all alone, David?
我顺便问一下，你在这里一个人做什么呢？
I'm here on a special mission of the king.
David 想了想说，我在为国王做一件特别的事情。
That's why I'm alone.
所以我就一个人来的。
So David had to lie.
所以大卫撒了谎。
And he had asked for the consecrated bread, which he shouldn't have been taking.
他要求吃那个献祭的面包，其实他不应该吃那献祭的面包。
But the priest gave it to him.
但是那个祭司给了他。
And he was able to eat.
他把它吃了。
And then he heard that Saul found him where he was, and he had to start running again.
他又听说扫罗又找到他，所以他又得继续逃跑。
Where do you go?
他能够去哪里呢？
Where do you go when life is like this?
当生命是这样的时候，他能去哪里呢？
He ran far away.
他跑到了非常远的地方。
He ran all the way to Gath.
他跑一直跑到了
Gath.
Gath.
那个 Gath.
Gath.
Gath 城市。
Gath. Huh? Gath 城市。
Close, okay?You know where Gath 城市 You know where Gath is?
你知道加特城市在哪里吗？
Gath is where Goliath came from.
加特城市就是那个那个巨人
哥利亚
来的地方。
That's the city of Israel's enemies.
这就是以色列的这个城市就是以色列的敌人。
He went to his enemies.To hide from King Saul.
他跑到他的敌人的中间去。
That's how bad it was.
这就是这么差的情况。
So he went in hoping to find some refuge.
他跑去那里，希望能够找到一个避难所。
Trying to hide.
试着躲东躲西藏。
Trying to live.
试着苟且偷生。
And people looked at him and said, "I think that guy looks familiar."
大家看着他说这个人看起挺眼熟的。
Could it be?
难道他是
Is that David of Israel?
难道他就是以色列的大卫吗？
So what do you do?
你在这里做什么？
He goes crazy.
然后他就开始装疯卖傻。
He starts making marks on the doors of the gates.
他就在大门上乱涂乱画。
He starts letting foam and spittle come down his beard.
他让他的口水流下来，流到他的胡子上。
He has to deceive and lie again.
他不得不欺骗撒谎。
That's the only way to survive.
所以他可以生存下来。
It's the only way that makes sense.
这是唯一条的路， 看上去合理的。
Until he had to run again.
直到他又得逃跑。
He ran so far that it's a place called the threshold of Adullam.
他跑到非常的远，到一个地方，那个隐居底的旷野中。
It was here that the Bible says, when his brothers and his fathers all heard about how far he's been running, they went down to him there.
Okay, 前面翻译错了，他跑到了亚杜兰。那里呢，他的兄弟，他的父母亲都在那边。
And it says, and the Bible says that all those who were in distress,
圣经上说，那些所有，就是有苦难的人，
all those who were in debt,
现在的，
all those who were discontented,
那些心里不满足的，不满意的人，
these men all gathered around him there.
那些人都聚集在了大卫的身边。
There's about 400.
大概400人左右。
Wow, should this be good?
这看去不错啊。
I don't know if it's good.
我不知道这是好还是。
These were not your Navy SEALs. These are not your elite soldiers.
这些不是说最你最精最杰出的战士。
This is a band of misfits.
这些是好像土匪乌合之众。
These are a band of misfits. These are the outcasts of society.
这些是被社会所抛弃的一些人。
I'm not sure if David felt good or bad. Good or bad?
我不知道大卫是觉得好还是觉得不好。
And so with this group of people, they're wandering around, all running away for their life.
和这样一群人，这群人其实都在从他们的生命中躲避。
And he's running farther and farther away from the throne that was promised to him.
看上去大卫呢跟他就是所允许的这个宝座离得越来越远了。
I mean, come on, this is a guy whose life is just getting harder and harder.
你看这个人的生活就感觉是越来越艰难。
He lost connection to his wife.
他和他的妻子失去了联系。
He lost connection to his closest friend.
他和他最亲密的朋友失去了联系。
He started to lie and cheat to survive.
他不得不撒谎，不得不欺骗来保住他的生命。
He's doing things that he probably normally wouldn't do.
他在做一些他通常绝对不会做的事情。
And I think we can all relate a little bit to David.
我觉得我们都可以把自己放在，就是有点像大卫。
When life doesn't make sense.
当生命感觉不合理的时候。
Or when we just need to get by.
或许我们只需要混混过关而已。
Or we're not getting what we had hoped for in life.
或者我们就是我们的生命没有像我们所期望的那样。
We might just want to do whatever it takes to get what we need.
我们或许呢就是会竭尽全力付出所有的代价就让这件事情混过去就好了。
We might be tempted or willing to lie and cheat and deceive others in order to get what we need.
或许我们会被诱惑去撒谎去欺骗是为了得到我们所想要得到的。
We might be way more willing to cut corners or do something unethical when we think that this is the only way to get by.
或许我们也愿意我们就是自愿的去做一些偷工减料的事啊或者就是不没有那个没有不合理的事情去得到我们想要得到的。
Because that's what everyone in the world does.
因为这就是我们世人所做的。
The world actually teaches us you should do whatever it takes.
因为这是世界本身就在教我们就做你可以付出任何代价只要得到你想要的东西。
Do whatever it takes to get what you want.
做任何你想做的事情，只要你可以得到你所要的东西。
But is that God's way?
这是神的方式吗？
Does God make available for us a better way?
神有没有更好的方式给我们呢？
David and his men ended up so far from the throne.
大卫和他的人最终跑到就是离宝座这么远的地方。
They ended up in this desert called the desert of En Gedi.
他们最终跑到了这个叫隐基地的旷野中。
So far from the throne.
是离这个宝座是如此的远。
It was near the Dead Sea.
他跟那个死海比较近。
And when Saul found out that David and his men were in the desert of En Gedi, he sent 3,000 of his best men to just let's finish this.
当扫罗知道大卫在那么远的地方，他聚集了三千名的战士去追随他。
3,000 to go after 400 to 600.
三千人去追四百人。
And so maybe David and them saw 3,000 men rumbling in the distance.
或许大卫也看到了三千的大兵向他靠近。
And so.They said, we gotta hide.
所以他们说我们一定要躲起来。
So they found a cave.
所以他们就找到了这个山洞。
And this is where we found David.
我们就在这里看到了大卫。
They went deep, deep, deep into the cave, into the darkness.
他们爬到了最深最深的洞里面。
This is one of the lowest points of his life.
这就是大卫人生中的最低谷。
Where else can he go?
他有其他地方可以去吗?
I think maybe at some point he felt like giving up.
或许我想在某种程度上说他可能也想放弃了。
And so appropriately, he's just sitting in the darkness.
所以他就坐在这个黑暗中。
Where are you, God?
神你在哪里呢?
How does this make sense?
这怎么看上去合理呢?
Was God wrong in anointing me as a future king?
难道高我作为未来的王的这件事是错事吗?
This is not the life that I had planned.
这不是我所规划的我的生命啊。
Can life get any lower than this?
我的生活可以比这个更低吗?
And all of a sudden there's a noise.At the entrance of the cave.
突然在那个山洞的洞口有一个声音。
Someone was coming in.
有人进来了。
Was it a soldier of Saul?
这是扫罗的一个卫士吗?
They had to get ready.
他们要做好准备。
Maybe he's about to find us.
或许他们马上就要找到我们了。
And so they're looking, who is that?
所以他们在看这是谁呢?
That was...
Could
it be?
可能吗?
That's Saul.
那是扫罗啊。
Saul's coming in the cave.
扫罗正在向山洞走进。
What is he doing?
他干嘛要进山洞呢?
Saul's just walking in.
扫罗就走进来了。
And Saul comes in to relieve himself.
扫罗是进山洞来接手的。
Yeah, that sounds so clean, right? He came in to just...Let it out.
他就是来进来叫三丁来接手的。
So clean, that's good. And so you know what his men whispered to him?
所以他的人向他轻轻地说。
They said, David.
大卫。
This is the day that the Lord said to you.
这就是神给你设立的这一天。
I will give your enemy into your hand and you can do with him whatever you wish.
神说要把你的敌人交在你手上，你可以做任何的事情。
Take care of it. God promised it to you.
神向你应许了，你要把它干掉。
And so David took his knife. Where's my knife?
所以大卫拿着他的刀。
And he crept up because he's a good warrior.
他悄悄地爬出去了。
It's very quiet, not like me.
非常的安静。
And he got right behind Paul, Saul.
他走到了扫罗的身后。
And he plucked his nose.
捂着他的鼻子。
All it takes is a quick move of my knife.
只要他稍微动动手。
And it's over.
这就完了。
It's all gone.
扫罗就完了。
All my problems go away.
我所有的问题也都解决了。
All I have to do is just a quick move for my knife.
我所只要做的事情只是我稍微的动动手。
But he didn't.
但是他没有这样做。
Something stopped him.
某种原因他停下了。
So he cut a little end of Saul's robe.
他把扫罗的袍子的一角割了下来。
And then he crept back.
然后他又悄悄地爬回去了。
Like, what are you doing?
他的人问他说你在干嘛
What are you doing? What is that?
你到底在干什么
You're one of the best warriors. You got all the way there.
你是最好的一个战士，你已经快到手了。
You know how to kill?
你知道怎么杀一个人
All our problems are over in just like that.
我们的问题马上就要解决了。
You could be done with this.
你马上就要结束了。
You could have the kingdom.
你可以拥有这个国王国。
What are you doing?
你在干什么
？And David said no.
大卫说不。
He said no.
不。
Look at what David said in 1 Samuel.
我们来看一看撒母耳一章，看看大卫是怎么说的。
Chapter 24, verse 5.
第二十四节第五章，二十四章第五节。
And after David cut a piece of the robe, it says this.And after he cut a piece of Saul's robe,
大卫割了扫罗王衣服的一角后
he said this.
大卫说
in verse 5. And after David's heart struck him,
随后大卫心中自责
because he had even cut off a corner of Saul's robe.
因为他割下扫罗的衣襟
And here's what he said to his men.
这里就是他对他的人所说的
The Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord.The Lord's anointed.
我的主乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他。
To put my hand out against him, seeing he is the Lord's anointed. So David persuaded his men with these words and did not permit them to attack Saul.
大卫用这话拦住了跟随他的人，不容他们起来害扫罗。
And Saul went up and left the cave.
扫罗离开了山洞。
David said, "This is God's choosing. This is God's choosing."
大卫说，这个是上帝所神所选的。
This is God's doing.
这是神所做的事。
In other words, David said.
换句话来说，大卫说。
Yes, there is a way that seems right to man.
对，对人来说是有看上去是有一个正确的路。
Yes, there is a practical way.
对，是有一条比较实用的路，实用的方式。
Yes, there's an easy way.
对，是有一条比较简单的路。
But in the end, that is not God's way.
但是到最后，这不是上帝的方式。
And in the way, in the end, that way.Leads to spiritual death.
如果我们继续那样做的话，就会导致我们灵性上。
In other words, he was saying to his men, "God has a better way."
用另外一句话来说，他对他的人说，上帝有一个更好的方式。
God has a higher way.
上帝有一个更好的、更高的方式。
A way that is harder.
或许是这是一条比较艰难的路。
A way that may not make sense.
这个方式或许并看去并不合理。
It may not be practical.
或许并不实用。
It may not be easy.
或许并不容易。
But it's his way.
但是这是他的方式。
And God's children need to trust in his way.
神的孩子要信靠他的方式。
And God's children can thank him for his way.
神的孩子要为他的方式而感谢他。
What do we do when we're in the midst of tough times?
我在艰难时候，我们该怎么做呢
？Brothers and sisters, we need to trust that God has His way.
兄弟姐妹们，我们要相信，我们要信靠神有他的方式。
Do you trust that God has His way?
你相信神有他的方式吗
？That his way may not be the easy way.
他的方式或许并不会是一条简单的方
式。That his way may be the confusing way.
或许他的方式会比较会使你感觉模糊。
That his way is not the practical way.
或许他的方式并不是一条实用的方式。
But that you trust that his way is the right way.
但是你相信他的方式是正确的方式。
Brothers and sisters, when you find yourself in tough times, trust that God has a better way.
兄弟姐妹们，当你自己处在一个非常艰难的时刻，请信靠请信靠神，请信靠神的方式。
You want to see another psalm that David wrote while he was in the cave? You guys want to see that?
你们想看另外一篇诗篇，那个大卫在山洞里写的吗？
He wrote several psalms while he was in that cave.
在大卫在那个山洞的时候，他写了好几篇的诗歌。
Because he was so scared, he could write in the dark.
你可以看到他是非常害怕在黑暗中。
No, he had so much skill, he could write in the dark.
哦，你可以看到他，这个技能很好，在黑暗中也能写。
David's got skills.
David 有那个很有技术。
So look what Psalm 57, because he wrote Psalm 57 in the cave.
我们来看一下诗篇五十七篇。
And let's see what verses I chose to read first, 1-3. Let's look at 1-3.
我们来看一到三。
Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me.
神啊，求你怜悯我，怜悯我。
For in you, my soul takes refuge.
因为我的心投靠你。
In the shadow of your wings, I take refuge.
我要投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
Until the storms of destruction pass by.
等到灾害过去。
See, he cries out to God. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me.
我要求告至高的神，就是为我成全注事的神。
He will send from heaven and save me.
那要吞我的人辱骂我的时候。
He will put to shame him who tramples on me.
神从天上必施恩救我。
And you know what I believe God is going to send me in tough times?
你知道在困难的时候神会给我什么吗？
He says God will send out His steadfast love, His hesed love, and His faithfulness.
神必向我发出慈爱和诚实。
In the midst of tough times,
在艰难困苦的时候，
David recognized that God is his only help.
大卫认识到神是他唯一的帮助。
God is the only one he could turn to.
神是唯一一个他可以转向的。
And nothing made sense.
没有一样事情是合理的。
But he trusted.
但是他信靠了。
Maybe you're doing something today that is not God's way.
或许你也在做，今天也在做一些事情，并不是神的方式。
It's an easy way.
这是一条比较简单的方法。
It's a practical way.
这是比较实用的。
But if you're honest, you know it's not God's way.
但是你如果向你自己诚实的话，你知道这不是神的路。
Brothers and sisters, we need to repent.
兄弟姐妹们，我们需要忏悔。
We need toturn from that wrong way.
我们需要离开那条错误的方式。
And we need to obey God.
我们需要我们需要服从神。
And trust.
我们需要信靠。
And trust that God's way is the better way.
我们需要相信神的路是比较好的路。
David trusted.
大卫信靠了他。
And God fulfilled His promise to David.
满足了他的应许。
And David didn't just trust God, though.
大卫不仅仅说只是信靠神。
You know, some of us, when we're told to trust God, we trust.
你知道我们当中有些人，我们知道要信靠神，我们信靠。
But we're not very happy about it.
我们但是心里并不开心。
We know we need to obey God.
我们知道我们要顺服神。
But you do it like, oh, I have to obey God.
但是你感觉好像是被迫的。
So when you're facing the decision,
所以当你在面对决定的时候，
and you're convicted to trust in God,
你知道你要信靠神，
you're going to try to do it your way.
但是你仍旧在试图做你自己的，按照你方式自己的方式做。
And you're gonna say, I need to trust in God.
你并不开心的跟自己说，我要信靠神。
I know I'm gonna lose money from trusting in God.
我知道，如果我信靠神的话，我会丢失这。
Oh, this is gonna be so hard. I have to trust in God.
要真正信靠神真的很难。
Oh, well, you know what's going to happen now that I trust in God.
你看你知道接下来会怎么样因为我信靠了神。
Life is going to be so great now that I trust in God. Life is going to be so great. It's so great.
生活会如此的好因为我信靠了神。
No, that's not trusting in God.
那不是信靠神。
You know when David trusts in God.
你知道当大卫信靠神的时候。
When you know that God is helping you to trust in Him.
当你知道是神在帮助你
And you're about to make the decision to make a hard decision.
当你在要正在做一个非常艰难的决定的时候
And you realize it might be the harder way, but it's God's way.
你或许会意识到这是比较困难的，但是是神的路
But when you know it's God leading you to do His way,
但是你知道是神在引领你走你的路
You will have joy.
你会充满喜乐的。
You will not be unhappy about it.
你会不会不开心
？You are going to say, "I am going to choose a better way."
你会说我要选择这条比较好的路。
Because this is my God's way.
因为这是我神的路。
And I trust in Him.
我信靠他。
Look at the rest of Psalm 57, verse 4.
来，我们来看一下接下来五十七篇。
Look at his soul. Look at the anguish of verse 4.
我们来看一下第四节。
Look at the lament.
看一下这个哀叹。
Look at the honesty.
看看这里的坦诚。
God, my soul is in the midst of lions.
神啊，我的性命在狮子中。
I lie down amid fiery beasts.
我躺在性如烈火的狮人当中。
The children of man whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords.
他们的牙齿是枪剑，他们的舌头是快刀。
But look what he says next.
接下来他说什么
？Be exalted, O God.
神啊，愿你崇高。
Above all the heavens, be exalted.
愿你的荣。
Let your glory be over all the earth.
愿你的荣耀高过全地。
Yes, yes. They set a net for my steps.
他们为我的脚设下罗网。
Yes, my soul is bowed down.
压制我的心。
Yes, they dug a pit in my way.
他们在我面前挖了坑。
But they've fallen into themselves.
自己反掉。
My heart is steady. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast.
神啊，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
I will sing and make melody. Awake my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn.
我的灵啊，你当醒起，琴瑟啊，你们当醒起，我自己要醒起。
What does David do in tough times? Look at verse 9.
我们来看看第九节，大卫在艰难的时候是怎么做的。
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples.
主啊，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。
I will sing praises to you among the nations. Do you know what that means? That means, David says,Even in the toughest times, I'm going to tell everyone that I give thanks to God.
你知道在万民列邦中歌颂你是什么意思吗？大卫是指，即使在我生活这最艰苦、最苦难的时候，我也要赞美你，我也要歌颂你。
My life is falling apart right now.
我的生命破烂不堪。
I don't even understand what is happening in my life right now.
我甚至不知道我的生命。
But next Thursday, my church is going to have a Thanksgiving testimony time.
但是下个礼拜四，我的教会要有一个感恩见证会。
And I will come up here.
我会站到这前面来。
And I will say, I don't understand what is happening in my life.
我会说，我真的不明白我的生命中在发生什么。
You don't understand what's happening in my life.
你也不知道。我的生命是怎么样
Nothing in my life makes sense.
我的生命中没有一样事情是合理的。
But I'm going to give thanks to God.
但是我仍旧要感恩于神。
Because I made a decision to trust in him.
And I'm going
to trust that his way is better than my way.
我要相信他的方式是比我自己的方式更好。
And over in front of all the people, I will give thanks.
在你们大家所有的人面前, 我要感恩。
Because, verse 10,
因为我们看第十章, 第十节,
he says, your steadfast love is great to the heavens. Your faithfulness to the clouds.
因为你的慈爱高及诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。
So you be exalted, O God, above the heavens.
所以神啊，愿你崇高过于诸天。So
that your glory may be over all the earth.
所以你的荣耀高过全地。Brothers
and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们,
in the midst of tough times,
在艰难的时刻,
we need to cry out to God.
我们要向神呼喊,
in the midst of tough times,
在艰难的时刻,
we need to trust that God has a way.
我们要信靠神有神的方式,
in the midst of tough times,
在艰难的时候,
even though nothing makes sense,
甚至所有的事情看去并不合理,
we got to be filled with thanks to God.
我们仍旧要充满感恩。
In this Thanksgiving season,
在, 我们现在, 感恩节之间,
sometimes we might all be like David.
我们或许有时候都像大卫一样,
our life doesn't feel like it's in the best place.
我们的感觉我们的生命没有在一个最好的地方。
My schoolwork's not in the right place.
我的学校的功课也不是在最好的一个地方。
My work, my job is not in the right place.
我的工作看上去也不是很好。
My marriage is not in the right place.
我的婚姻看上去也不是很好。
My heart is not in the right place.
我的心也不处在一个最好的位置。
But we must trust that God, His ways to lead us to the right place.
但是我们一定要相信神的路会带领我们到一个最好的。So
we can be honest to Him.
所以我们可以向他坦诚。
Nobody here knows your heart.
这里没有一个人知道你的心。
But God knows your heart.
但是神知道。
Nobody's ways are worth trusting here.
没有一个人的方式是可以值得信任的。
But God's way is worth trusting.
但是神的方式是值得信任的。
And it never makes sense to give thanks when times are tough.
当在艰难的时候感恩，看上去好像不合理。
But with the people of God,
但是和神的人,
it's when times are tough that we can give thanks the most.
是在最艰难的时候，我们可以感恩于神。
In this Thanksgiving season,
在感恩节的期间,
may we be reminded of the model of David.
让我们用大卫这个人物来提醒我们。
May your hearts be filled with thanks and gratitude towards God.
希望你们的心能够 充满感恩和感谢，对神的感恩和感激。Let's
pray.
让我们祷告。Father,
we thank you.
神啊，我们父亲，我们父啊，我们感谢你。I
know for myself and for many of us, we needed this today.
我知道，对我自己来说，和对也有在座的很多人来说，我们真的需要这个今天。We
needed to hear from you. We needed your spirit to comfort us. We needed your spirit to encourage us. Lord, we don't know what's going on right now. It's been a long time. Our life is not that easy. And we're carrying a lot of burden. But I thank you because you are the burden lifter.
但是我要感谢你，因为你是把我们的负担卸下的人。
And you are bigger than our biggest problems.
你比我们最大的问题还要大。
And so we give them to you, God.
我要感谢你。
Would you help us to be honest to you and cry out to you when we need?
请你帮助我们向你坦诚。
Would you reveal to us that area in our life that we are going our own way and we're not going your way?
如果我们在我们生活当中有不追随你的路的话，请你指给我们看。
Lord, give us the strength to repent and obey you.
神啊，请给我们这个经历，所以我们可以向你忏悔。
And even though it's hard to trust you in times like this, God.
像现在这种时间，我们很难的信靠你。
I pray that you give us joy.
我祷告你，请你继续给我们欢乐。
Because I know you want your people to be a people full of joy.
因为我知道你想你的孩子们都有喜乐。
And so we want to be full of joy and to give thanks.
所以我们也是要充满喜乐来感恩于你。
And next Thursday. When we gather together as a spiritual family.
下礼拜四，当我们聚在一起，作为一个你的我们圣灵上的家庭。
Mm-hmm. And we gather together for Thanksgiving and testimony.
我们聚在一起，为感恩节聚在一起，我们要做见证。
I pray that we would be like David.
我祷告我们会像大卫一样。
And we will come up and give thanks to our God.
我们会来到这面前，给你感恩。
Even when we don't have the answers.
现在我们没有一个答案。
That we want to give thanks in front of all the people of our God.
我们就想给我们的神最大的感恩，在所有的人面前感恩于你。
Because that allows your glory to be all over the earth.
因为这样子才能让你的荣耀在全世界，布满全世界。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你神。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.